Welcome, welcome, curious souls, to the Macabre Emporium, your sanctuary for the unusual, the mysterious, and the appalling.
Step through our cryptic doorway into a world where secrets whisper and enigmas come to life.
I'm David.
And I'm Sarah.
Together, we're your custodians of the macabre, guiding you through tales that defy the ordinary.
Discover the untold stories, from lesser-known cases of true crime to the bizarre events that captivate us.
Join us on a journey to the shadows where the mainstream fades and the extraordinary beckons.
So whether you seek the bizarre, the eerie, or the chillingly obscure,
you're in for a treat here at Macabre Emporium.
Welcome back to Macabre Emporium. This is episode 95.
And if this is your first time joining us because you found a card or off Twitch, welcome.
Welcome.
So we have not much to say this week. We did go back to the Bell Mansion. Sarah did get to experience more this time around than last time. One of the investigators that was there tagged us in one of their videos. That was interesting, but of course, you know, that was also a learning experience with me because I did build a spirit box portal and come to find out the one that we do have doesn't have a fast enough sweep rate for using such a device because we plugged hers into it. And of course, as soon as we all left the room, she got a response and she absolutely hated the response that came through.
Yeah.
Which, you know, given the nature of that room, I understand why she did not like the response she got because she was in there by herself because it was me, three other guys, and then her. She was literally standing in the doorway of that room, but
it's probably all I needed.
Yep. These fucking trains are ridiculous right now, but anyway.
At least you know that you need to get a different spirit box.
Yep. Need to get that before June 21st when we do our next one at the Stimson Hospital in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. Looking forward to that one because we're going to be the only two there.
It creeps me out a little bit.
You'll be fine. Like,
not gonna lie, safety in numbers against the unseen,
right? But your whole attitude was completely different from our first time at the Bell to this one.
But I also knew what I was going in
right
to there. Right. This place, I have no fucking clue.
And basically the same thing. We just gotta make sure we leave an offering before we leave, though.
Yeah.
But you guys are gonna find out about all that another time, and we will actually do an episode about our, I guess you could say, our last dance at the Bell.
Mm-hmm. When, not the last. We'll get back there before it's not the Bell
hopefully
anymore.
I'm hoping we get to.
We will.
Okay. Last dance at the Bell question mark? Like the whole B-movie, horror movies like The Blob, The End.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But Sarah, we'll do a little tease. Sarah did get to meet Andy and
I did.
But all I'm going to say to that is I did ask the staff about something that Andy may or may not do, and they were actually happy to hear that he was doing said activity with us, but that's all I'm saying for now.
Yeah, you'll have to wait for the Bell episode.
Yep. Now I just got to get motivated to listen to that audio.
Yep.
Make sure to leave out the part that I left the fucking recorder on. So we'll say I hot mic'd when I went to the bathroom, as I will say, and then I realized about halfway through that it was still running.
He came out and he's like, oh, shit, I was recording that whole thing. And it was so quiet in there to begin with, and you were in this tiny little closet bathroom.
Right.
Should be good times for you to re-listen.
Yeah. So the next, our good friend Kevin Carlton over at Dark Windows Podcast, a.k.a. The Dog Show. You know that ongoing joke, even though Dark Windows has basically come to an end from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, the cats won, Kevin.
I mean, true.
But he just recently started a new solo project, and I'm so happy for him because of the network that he got on.
Yes.
Like, he took a risk, and it has paid off well for him. So I would like everybody to go on over to History Goon and give them a follow. Last week was a little bit of a rough start, but everything's smoothed out now.
Mm-hmm.
As of today, there are 7 episodes out already of History Goon.
Dang.
Because he did a bulk upload. Like, today's episode is about Joe Barboza, which is like his first true crime episode, even though he's going to stay away more from that. But we are going to run a little clip it. Well, a little promo for him right about now. We played this once before, months ago.
But now that it's out.
Yep. So Wednesdays, just like with us, But he's every week or every other week. Yeah. But Wednesdays, when you get done listening to us, go check out History Goon and leave a comment. Tell him the cat show sent you.
Yeah.
Are you like me? Did you get bored in history class? Did you not get to learn about all the cool, lesser-known people and events that took place? Do you like stories about violence, psychopaths, war criminals, and the heroically unhinged? No person or event is off the table, so this isn't all just stories about good guys. Historical scumbags will get their day in the sun, too. And it's all wrapped in a cozy little blanket of dark humor and inappropriate jokes. So if that's your thing, you're gonna love this. My name's Kevin, and this is History Goon. I'm aiming at launching in the beginning of February 2025, and you can find it anywhere fine podcasts are sold.
I forgot about that thing in February, but yeah. That was, I think, before he took his risk.
Yes.
So it all got put on hold.
But clearly, we need to get an updated one from him.
Yep.
Promo.
But yeah. Also, he, like, one of the, his first episode was, like, one of the favorite ones of mine, and was about Patty Mayne, a completely office rocker fucking soldier, basically.
I don't think I've heard of that one. Oh.
No, you haven't.
I'll have to listen.
You're going to have to listen about Patty Mayne. He's something else. And I'm pretty sure he was the inspiration for the American Commando in the game Commandos Behind Enemy Lines. Just because of the things that Kevin brought up about him, and then the similarities of the American Commando in that game are just like... Yeah, okay. So, because the newest one of that series is called Origins, where you learn the backstory of all the commandos that you control in the game.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of similarities between Patty Mayne and the American Commando, which I can't remember his name is, in the game. So what do you have for this week?
I have another... It's true crime. Duh.
Of course it is. Duh. I gotta ask anyway.
But it's another one that our good friend Noodle helped with. So thank you, Nudes.
Yep.
Hope you're wearing pants today.
She probably isn't. All right, so true crime with the help of the pantsless noodle.
The pantsless noodle.
That sounds kind of disgusting, but anyway.
Yes, and this one is wrapped up around a crime on TikTok.
Okay.
Not just the crime of super cringy videos, like an actual crime.
Super cringy videos, cringy thirsty videos.
Okay, just cringy videos.
Cringy videos in general?
Yep.
Okay.
So the episode today is about Zachary Latham. He's a TikTok celebrity. You can use that very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
From New Jersey.
Did he give himself the title of TikTok celebrity?
Oh, I don't know.
I was making fun of local people that we don't speak of their name of.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. He's from New Jersey, and we'll find out if he made an elaborate plan with his TikTok account to seem more exciting, to gain followers, and or a murder was justified as part of his plan.
All right.
At the age of 16, Zachary moved in with his grandparents in Vineland, New Jersey. He was emancipated at the age of 17 and was a private in the New Jersey Army National Guard. At some point, he got married to a woman named Sarah. I'm saying that's a good name to marry.
Was it with or without the H?
With.
Okay.
The superior. It didn't take long for the teen to start acting like a little boy and speeding recklessly up and down the street that they lived on.
Which is kind of, never mind. I was going to say that was odd for going into the military and then still doing that. But then, like, no, they still do dumb shit like that.
17, he's still got the brain of a 10-year-old. No. His neighbors started complaining about his behavior, especially the Durhams, who lived on the same street. Catherine and William, who was a retired corrections officer, were the parents of two teenagers themselves. Zachary had posted many TikToks of the neighbors where they would confront him, and honestly, it was pretty obnoxious. Like, his TikToks about it were obnoxious.
Oh, so he's one of the rage baiters, basically.
I don't even think he was doing it to rage bait. I think he was just being a fucking prepube.
Yeah, true, but I mean, there is like a type of streamer that is for rage baiting and whatnot. Yeah. But
in one, Catherine is calling Zachary an asshole, and he calls her a Karen, to which she just replies, that's not her name, and to get it right. His videos of her being a Karen went viral, with many comments supporting him, saying that she was indeed just being ridiculous.
So is this like the origins of where Karen became on the internet as a meme?
No, because this was recent.
Oh, okay.
Karen's been a Karen for a long time.
Okay, so Karen as a meme has been around longer than this.
Yes.
Okay.
Karen.
That's not my name, so get my name straight. Go ahead.
You okay, Karen? Go ahead, get my tag.
No.
Get my tag, Karen.
My name is not Karen, so get my name straight.
Get my tag, it's okay.
A45MFA.
She sounds annoying. Just her voice alone. I mean, I'm sure my voice is fucking nails on a chalkboard to some people too, but just hearing her. My name's not Karen.
Well, you got to remember, somehow we both sound like Kermit the Frog.
It's a fucking talent. The Durhams claimed that they had tried to file police reports about all of the instances that this had happened, and that this had been happening in 2020 during the height of the pandemic, and they were told that there was nothing they could do about it due to court closures. I mean, I can't really see them being like, oh, there's nothing we could do. Courts are closed.
Right.
Not all courts were closed. Police have not, to date, I'm assuming, commented on that claim at all, that they said that they wouldn't do anything because the courts were closed. This was an ongoing conflict for over 2 years, and tensions rose between Zachary and the Durhams. William was infuriated, even comparing Zachary to a dementia patient who forgot about his concerns. There's a big difference in a teenage boy just being a dumb fuck.
And a dementia patient, right. I'm sure, because I'm sure with your line of work.
It's a huge difference, so I don't know how he correlated those two. Zachary obviously enjoyed the conflict and had fun pissing them off and took the opportunity to create content on his TikTok. All of the comments that he was getting were egging him on to continue the shit that he was doing and agreeing with him about the Karen. We'll just call her the Karen.
Right, because I'm sure the video didn't show what led up to that point.
No. The Karen video started happening about a month before the murder. He was also able to record an altercation between him and the Durham's 21-year-old son, which also was put on TikTok. The quote-unquote fame that he was receiving on TikTok, because these videos were starting to get to his head, and he started posting videos of him holding knives and guns with comments like, this is how you handle neighbors.
And now it looks like premeditated murder, you dumb fuck.
He never directly threatened them, but he was very clear. It was very clear that he was just trying to act like a hard ass.
Right.
And obviously using the Durhams as his, I don't know.
Those are like
his target.
Those are my favorite ones. Or like the J-Rocks with their fucking guns out. Yes. Smoking a fucking blunt. Not using any slight trigger discipline.
Yes.
And all, and then it pops a shot off, and then mom comes screaming it in. Why the fuck do you have a gun? Oh my god! You know those ones? Those are my favorite. It's like, because you went from gangbanger to J-Rock after he got caught in his bedroom real quick. If you ever watched Trailer Park Boys, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. After being turned away from police, the Durhams couldn't take it anymore, and on May 4th, 2021, it all escalated. Instead of ignoring the teenage boy, they decided they needed to take matters into their own hands, which didn't bode well for them. Supposedly, Zachary swerved his car towards their 17-year-old son that was on his bike, and they claimed that he tried to hit him. I can see that. You know, he did swerve on purpose, but whether he was actually trying to hit him or not, don't know. I think he was probably just trying to be a dipshit and scare him.
Right.
This claim was the last straw for William. He drove his truck onto the street entrance in front of Zachary's car and blocked him in so he could not get to his driveway. Zachary's wife, Sarah, was filming the entire thing. In the video, William and Catherine confront Zachary about the swerving incident. She asks why he swerved at her son and tried to hit him. Zachary says, when? She says, you don't remember today when he was riding his bike and you swerved and pushed him against the curb? Zachary denied it, but then admitted to honking at him. William Durham was still in his truck as Catherine just grows angrier. Haircut got a little higher, a little more poof. She went final boss, Karen. Oh, God. I know you know what the pictures I'm
picking up. I know exact haircut you're talking about.
Yep. It's on video, so get your shit straight, you little punk, she said, continuing to record Zachary as he stands next to his driver's window. Now his wife, Sarah, again, was recording. Get out of my face, Zachary said to Catherine as he swatted at Durham and the phone, making physical contact. So he swung first.
Yep.
Catherine yelled, "Did you hit me? Did you hit me?" And then Zachary drives off towards his house, which is located about 500 feet away. And so not a real long escape. In a video shot by his wife as they headed home, he tells her to contact the police, and it's not clear if that call was ever made. Immediately after this, Zachary and Sarah speed home and arm themselves with a stun gun and a knife. The Durham family follows them home and confronts them in their driveway and garage. Sarah is again catching everything on video. Sarah wound up saying, "I promise you, you better back up because you're not going to like what's coming." She told this to the Durhams. One of the sons asked Zachary if he was going to pull a gun on them. Sarah responded, "No." The son responded, "Yeah, he is." Sarah said, "No," again. And then William Duran pulls up in his truck. The son screams back at his dad, "He's going to pull a gun on us." William replies, "Get the gun." And at that remark, that could be taken multiple ways. But right. It seems to be a challenge to Zachary, since prosecutors said the Durhams were unarmed during the incident. Sarah screamed back up. William screams, "Get the fucking gun." And then he starts walking across the yard. She screams back at him to get off our property. Zachary approaches and tells them to leave, apparently holding a stun gun at this point. William says, "Oh, you got a zapper."
Oh, you have a zapper there, eh?
The electric cackle of the stun gun can be heard in the video. The Lathams repeatedly tell the Durhams to get off their property. One of the sons approaches Zachary, who has a knife in one hand, stun gun in the other. He's about to throw a punch when Zachary swings at him with the knife. The son was able to duck out of the way and avoid the blade, but then all hell breaks loose. Sarah starts screaming as the Durhams and her husband Zachary start fighting. Two of his friends also join in. Zachary winds up cutting William on his forearm, which isn't seen in the video but is described in different court documents, and that the fight moves into the garage. Their blood can be seen on a white car that's parked inside the garage as they continue to fight on the floor. The stun gun fires repeatedly as Sarah screams and continues to record. Because who puts their phone down to actually, you know, help anybody
these days? Now we got a recording, get done for the likes and shares and all that stuff, because we're a TikTok celebrity.
She wound up screaming at her husband, "Babe, give me the knife. Just let go of it." Others that were involved in the fight can be heard yelling, though most of what is said is inaudible. Someone gets the stun gun away from Zachary and skids it across the floor. William stands up and blood can be seen on both of his arms. At some point, unseen in the video, Zachary stabs William in the back and the left underarm, puncturing his lung. This would be a fatal blow. After this encounter, William was taken home and the family called an ambulance. He was taken to a hospital where he passed away. Zachary called 911 after the incident.
"I-1, what is your emergency? There's blood all over the place. I just got assaulted and jumped."
"Are you the one that got stabbed?"
No, that was the other victim, but I got beat up really bad and I had blood all over me."
"All right, so you're at 2986 Thornhill as well?"
"Yes."
"All right, and you want an ambulance?"
I don't know."
"All right, the person, the people who did it to you, are they still there?"
They came with trucks, came on my property with guns, and then when I fought them off, they drove away."
"All right, how are you injured, sir?"
My windpipe was busted, and I got stomped out and choked by like 10 people."
"All right. And where are you bleeding from?"
"I don't know. There's blood all over me. I don't even know if it's cut. There's blood all over our garage."
"Okay.
Now the person came in and said they had guns and they were going to kill us, and they came in my garage and attacked all of us. There was 4 people."
"Okay. Hold on 1 second for the police, okay?"
"Okay."
I know that was a little difficult to hear, but basically saying there's blood all over the place and that he and his wife were jumped. He said he was assaulted and beat up, and he also claims that the others had guns and said they were going to kill him. He was treated for a concussion, but that was the only injury he had.
Right. I swear, like, when you're listening, did he say something about his windpipe being crushed or whatever? Yeah. Shut the fuck up. I can understand, like, the shit was shit quality audio, but I can hear the enunciation in his voice. You're fucking fine. I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Zachary ends up being charged with first-degree reckless manslaughter and 2 second-degree counts of aggravated assault. And he was released pending trial. Catherine was also charged with 4th-degree criminal trespass and simple assault charges for allegedly punching Zachary's wife, according to court documents. The Durham sons were each charged with 3rd-degree aggravated assault and 4th-degree criminal trespass. Arguing against his release, prosecutors said that he could have called the police and stayed inside until they arrived. However, Zachary said that he was acting in self-defense and defending his home and his wife, even though he was the one that basically started the shit.
Right.
After his release, Zachary moved to Florida, and as part of his release, he cannot be in the vicinity of Thornhill Road, where the crime occurred and where his grandparents live. He also cannot possess a firearm or dangerous weapon. He can't use alcohol, narcotics, and he has to maintain employment. It's no surprise that Zachary did not adhere to these rules, and while in Florida, would brag and boast about the killing. The judge continually ordered him to stop commenting on the case in social media, but he didn't. At the time, public defender Nathan Perry accused others of harassing Zachary, getting him fired from his job in Florida and forming what amounted to modern-day lynch mobs against him.
Well, he's also part of the problem. He keeps fucking talking about that shit.
Yeah, he is the problem.
Right. I didn't do nothing, bro.
The Durham family decided to seek murder charges, saying that he lured them to his home for a bloody showdown so that he could continue to post it to TikTok. It did not take long until Zachary was arrested in Florida for allegedly threatening someone else with a pellet gun that resembled an AK-47. His pretrial release was then revoked, and he had to return to New Jersey and wait in the Cumberland County Jail. The Durham family attempted to have their charges dropped, but prosecutors said they have no intentions of dismissing them. He was indicted and was in jail in 2021 and was supposed to be having trial in September 2021, but there were really no updated information after that.
Right.
There were some pages saying that he was released and is due to have his trial in 2022, just nothing. It seems like the general public all think he was doing this and even committed the murder for TikTok fame. But was he really? Yes, he could have went inside and not confronted them, but from the videos and evidence, it didn't really seem like he intentionally planned to lure them there and murder them. So who's really to blame? The Durhams could have just ignored him, and instead of constantly provoking and responding to him, you know, because that only fueled that fire.
Right.
The police didn't help. The courts were closed, you know, COVID. But no one could have cited him for reckless driving or anything. Because you can hear in the clip of him calling her a Karen, like, he had to have had a car that, like, the ones around here that I'm like, is it supposed to sound like that?
Right.
Or they think they're race car drivers from Fast and the Furious. Fast and the Furious or some shit.
The ones that are super loud but don't go anywhere?
Yes, those. It's a terrible situation all around. And from pretty much every point, that whole, like, all of that could have been prevented if they just, you know, maybe gave him a ticket for driving like an asshole up and down the streets, or stopped him and said, hey, stop doing that.
Right.
Like, the police, not the Durhams.
Right.
They could have kept their fucking mouth shut too. But yeah, what do you think? Do you think that he was doing all that and, like, physically harm them just for TikTok views?
It's hard to say because, I mean, like you said, he posted, like, what, on Instagram, the pictures of the knife and the taser. This is how you deal with neighbors, or was this all on TikTok?
It was all on TikTok.
With that there, it's like, I guess you could say that it's showing, like, you're planning to do harm by saying, this is how you deal with neighbors, you know.
Right.
You know, with a knife and a stun gun or taser or whatever.
At the same time that he's posting these videos of all the confrontations he's having with the Durhams.
Right.
So it just kind of, yeah. Even if he put that on there as a joke, it's still going to be looked at and be like, hey, maybe he was planning to do this.
Right. I mean, in the court of a public opinion, and yeah, that's probably what it really looks like. But mm-hmm. who knows? But also, like, I guess this with the actual attack is salt. It's a gray area to say it's self-defense or whatever because, you know, the husband said, the other husband, you know, Sarah's husband was like, go get the gun.
No, that was the Karen's husband.
Right, that's what I meant. I thought it was Williams or whatever.
Yeah, William Durham.
Okay, so yeah, him, that's what I meant. Yeah. It was him when she said, like, go get the gun. That could have put him in a fight or flight mode to defend himself if they come out with an actual gun, but...
That's fair. But he didn't. He brought a knife to the gunfight.
Right.
He only had a stun gun and a knife.
Right. Which, I mean, still a knife can do a lot of harm. That's why, you know, still officers, like somebody comes at them with the knife, they still pull their firearm and stop suspects with that. But, and I'm pretty sure, like, even with civilians, that's still the case because it's still a deadly weapon. A knife is still a deadly weapon either way, mm-hmm. no matter who it's going at, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know how to really say about that, but
my take on it is that he was like kind of on a high of getting all the comments and views and likes and shit on his videos. And
so he's going to push the envelope
too far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes you wonder what he's doing now because this was just 4 years ago.
Who knows? Maybe that straightened him out. Probably. Maybe it didn't.
Or it didn't. He's probably on Skid Row somewhere.
Maybe.
Wiping his ass on the ground.
So other than this kind of cringy TikTok videos, what other videos you find cringy?
3/4 of the shit that I have to scroll past.
Okay.
There's all kinds of cringy videos on there. Like, not like thirst traps.
Right.
Those are whatever. But just people on there singing, thinking that they sound phenomenal.
Right.
So. I'm definitely no singer. But you wouldn't catch my ass posting videos of me singing online.
Right.
Because I know better. Like people that have no shame and no game. Basically,
right.
there's just scroll TikTok.
You know, I don't get on the
for ten minutes.
I do the Facebook Reels. I do it the boomer way.
Yeah,
because I do it the boomer way because it's only like 4 or 5, and then that's the end of the list, and I move on.
Just get on TikTok for like 10 minutes and scroll.
You know, the most time I spend on TikTok is looking at ours just to see see the comments that people leave and just see how many views that video's got, which I still don't understand why. Because once again, we know we talked about this before. Omyama Nelson has blown up again. Last I looked shows that video was at over 164,000.
Almost 166,000 now, I think.
I don't get it. Why this one in particular like blows up for a while and then it just stops.
I don't know.
And then it starts up again.
I have no clue.
Like, it seems like this time it was worse than the first time.
Also, there was a comment that was posted on one of the YouTube videos that I wound up deleting. And then there's been numerous comments on the Omyama Nelson video. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, how can you laugh and talk about that? It's a coping mechanism. Right. Like I posted on that TikTok, like sometimes you have to find humor in the dark shit or you're going to get stuck there.
Right.
If you don't like hearing me or David make a joke, we're not joking about the people that died or the situation itself. Just sometimes you got to say funny shit so you're not just stuck in the fucking dark all the time.
Right.
If you can't handle that, find a different podcast.
Right. And like, even with my time in the public service, I will tell you right now, I can, on the way back to the house, mm-hmm. jokes are fucking being made. I can tell you that right now. And still are. And, you know, that I've become quite good friends with quite a few veterans. They're always making a lot of fucking terrible, dark jokes also. And I'm just holy shit, even with some of the stuff they say.
Yeah. But. So instead of being a fucking keyboard warrior.
Right.
Just find a different podcast.
Or if you think you can do better than us, let's hear your show.
Yeah.
But anyway, so other than since I'm not really on the TikTok about it, the other cringy videos that I don't like are the people that just point and say not a goddamn thing.
That just point?
Like, yeah, like they do a Stitch video and there's like somebody else's video and they're just like, yep.
Yeah.
It's usually like 50 plus people doing it. Like,
yeah,
they make a great point. Yeah, we do. We know that. But still, what are you fucking adding to this other than looking like an idiot pointing and shaking your head in agreement?
Although I highly suggest you get on TikTok and you type in cats of TikTok and just.
Right.
Cats are fucking weird, man.
It's like that and the fake laugh reacts to quote unquote blind reacts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's one lady in particular that just goes way over the top. That anytime I see her face, I just block it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her name is. I recognize her by her face and just block. And then there's another guy. I don't get it. It just something like nothing wrong with him, the content he's making. It's just something about him and how he does it I just don't fucking like.
Huh.
It's like he takes like construction, like blue collar work videos, and like the worst part of it is he's in a fucking cardigan sweater with a high vis vest. You know exactly who I'm already talking about. I'm just like, I don't know what he does professionally or whatever, but I'm sorry, sir. You were wearing a cardigan sweater over underneath a fucking high vis vest and a fucking hard hat.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, you don't have a single scar on your fucking hands from like type of work.
He's probably just dressing up because of the videos that he's showing.
I understand that, but the problem is that he's dressing up with a fucking sweater on underneath it. It's like he's some kind of supervisor or some shit. No, Mr. You're no Mr. fucking Rogers. He's like the number one person that as soon as I don't even have to see his face. I can see it now. The white shirt, the blue sweater over the under the highest vis vest.
The glasses.
Yes. And as soon as I can just see that sweater t-shirt combo with the vest, I just hit fucking block.
For me, it's Ashley Trevino. If you know, you know.
I don't know. So.
Don't worry about her.
I mean, now you have me fucking curious just to see
She's a fucking train wreck.
I'm going to have to go look this up.
Train wreck. This chick, my God, this chick is living in a house. Her daughters, I don't think they're living with her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she gets all this money from doing live TikToks and shit.
Right.
And is constantly buying herself $1,000 purses and hanging out with teenagers. And she's like our age, hanging out with teenagers who have a bigger following on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And like her kids were sleeping on blow up mattresses. Meanwhile, she's going out and buying like $1,000 purses. She's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah. Sounds like she might be an episode eventually of some sort.
And she's always eating fucking hot Cheetos and bean dip.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Girl dinner, some people would say.
Washing it down
with a Red Bull.
And she'll sit there and she'll be on like on live or whatever.
Right.
And she is acting like she's texting somebody, but as soon as you hear it send, she gets a text. Like, she's sitting there texting her fucking self to make herself look important. And literally every video of her sitting there, as soon as she hits send, ding, ding, and it comes, like, it comes right back to her.
Oh, I got a text.
And, like, she'll order DoorDash for herself and then be like, oh my God, who ordered me DoorDash? I can't. Anytime I see her videos,
yeah, I'm going to have to look just out of curiosity to see this train wreck. But
she fucked my algorithm.
So, like I said about the Laugh Reacts ones, there's only one guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember his name, but bald guy, long beard. It just, the way how he does the reacts, it's more enjoyable than this one lady. I can't remember. She just goes way over the top. But he's just right at that line that it's still enjoyable. But he's now started doing videos where he actually says stuff and reacts. I don't know what his name is.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he has a beard. It's like he's like a ginger, I think, long beard. Not the one chillbilly guy.
Ginger Billy?
You know, it's not him.
Yeah.
This is like down here, Sea Captain's long beard.
Sea Captain.
Like his blind react videos or laugh react videos, they're okay because he's like below the line. Like he's not going over the top with it. Not like the head thrown back, act like he's wiping away tears and whatnot. Like I like his because he's always got something goofy.
But to be fair, sometimes there are those videos that make you laugh over the top. Like there's been many times that you've turned around, you're like, "What are you laughing at? This fucking video, you gotta see it."
I get that, but no, this lady, it's clearly fake, way over the top because it's the same pattern every time. It's just super red in the face, throws a head back, laughing, wipe tears. Same pattern over and over and over again.
She got brown hair.
I don't remember. Or dirty blonde hair. I don't remember.
Huh.
But anyway. So.
Yeah.
So how about this? If leave a comment on YouTube or in Spotify, since you guys can do that. Or even in the Facebook group on the TikTok videos you can't fucking stand.
Yeah. And I'll take links because some of the shit that I think you guys would hate, I'd probably love. I love stupid humor.
Oh.
I loathe stupid shit.
I haven't seen any people. In a while, but, well, I don't want to, like, a lot for me is probably of the fucking paranormal shit that's clearly fake, because people send me stuff like, what do you think about this? And I'll like debunk like the whole damn thing and ruin it for them.
I've seen videos of people claiming that like shit's moving in their house, but the fishing line will hit a certain direction and you can see the light reflecting off the fishing line. Like, come on.
Right. Like, there's a family in the UK, I think. Uh-huh. As much danger as you claimed in your first videos, and you started getting monetized, why haven't you left yet? If your family's in that much danger, paranormal, supernatural wise, and you're that worried about their safety, and you're being monetized now because of your videos, why haven't you left yet? Because I'm sure you probably raised enough money from that to get out of that dangerous situation. Because
if they're making money from it.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what it is. but now, the danger's not so bad that I let you have, you know, your bank account has commas in it now.
Yeah.
So apparently it wasn't that dangerous at all to begin with.
Yeah. Apparently not enough.
I guess not. But anyway. So, are you ready to get on the Emporium? We're going to keep going on about random shit on TikTok that we can't fucking stand. So, until next time.
Remember to creep it real and do not look up Ash Trevino. Okay, bye.
And stay spooky.
Join our Facebook group by searching Macabre Emporium. Like and subscribe on YouTube at Macabre Emporium Podcast. Follow us on TikTok at Macabre Emporium Pod. Follow us on Twitter at Macabre Emporium. If you have any stories of the paranormal, your local true crime, or weird history that you would like us to look into and possibly do an episode on, email us at macabreemporiumpod@gmail.com. And remember to follow, rate, review, and share whenever and wherever you can to help us grow our podcast.